Come on, once again, why don't you lift your hands and why don't you let him hear your voice for a moment?
Woo! Hallelujah!
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Come on, lift your voice with your hands.
It's the best thing I've ever done.
Hallelujah.
Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus. Falling in love with Jesus.
Come on, all across this building, could you lift your hands and make that your prayer tonight? God, I want to fall in love. I thank you tonight.
Falling in love with Jesus.
Falling in love with Jesus.
The best thing I've ever done.
Hallelujah. Are you thankful tonight that we have another opportunity to worship? Oh, come on, Apostolic Lighthouse. Are you excited tonight? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's truly nothing like falling in love with the presence of Jesus. Amen. This world is nothing but sinking sand all around us, but I'm thankful that He is an absolute. Amen. I feel the Holy Ghost tonight. Woo! I didn't just come just to feel good tonight. I've come to touch Jesus. Because it don't matter what's going on. It don't matter if I feel good or bad. When I touch Jesus, I feel a lot better. Amen, amen, amen. And I do give honor tonight to the Lord, and I'm appreciative that He's allowing us to feel His presence yet one more time. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. How many of you are still excited about coming to church? Yes. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. And I love the Lord tonight. I'm thankful for what the Lord has done, and I am mighty, mighty thankful tonight to know that He is still in the soul-saving business.
Amen.
Amen. And such were some of you.
Amen.
Woo! That should get everybody excited. Yeah. But we have been washed.
Yeah.
Amen. And I am mighty, mighty thankful to know that there is still a church that believes in truth. That still declares truth, but still lives the truth. I am thankful. And over the last few weeks, I know my wife has not been able to be with me as much as I'd liked. But I'm thankful for the reviving power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I do say tonight to Pastor Crosswhite, Sister Crosswhite, the family, thank you for the hospitality over the last few weeks and the opportunity to build a friendship. And I am excited to hear about where Apostolic Lighthouse is going. Amen. This ain't the plateau. This ain't the top of the mountain. This isn't as far as our visions cast. Woo! I wish I had about 150 people that is on board already tonight. Amen. This is the launching pad. Amen. Next, next time I come, I hope that walls are knocked down. I hope that buildings are being erected and that you are overflowing to the point where you have to do that. Some of y'all may think that's far-fetched, but if you start reaching for one person, it ain't far-fetched at all. Y'all could launch out in a building program in the next 6 months. But you got to want it more than anything. Woo! Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. So tonight I am going to just deliver my heart one more time. And I believe that the Lord's going to help us tonight. But you got to allow the Lord to help you. Amen. Go into the book of John, chapter number 6. And again, I say thank you for the kindness of the church to myself and my family. And we are looking forward to see what God's fixing to do. Amen. Amen. I want everybody in this house to say, revival's not over. Now, come on now, like say it like you believe it. This is the beginning, folks. Amen. What was the motto? Forward,
advance and upgrade.
Advance and upgrade. Upgrade and advance. Yeah. Woo! I hope so. I hope we have guests that come in and take your seat and make you mad.
That's right. Amen.
I hope when you walk into the building on Tuesday or Thursday or Sunday that there's a guest sitting in your seat. I wish that would be your prayer while you reach your five people this week. God, let me show up to church and somebody's in my seat. Hallelujah. Boy, I don't know how to contain what I feel tonight, but I'm excited. John chapter number 6 and verse number 10. And Jesus said, make the men sit down. Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed it to his disciples, and the disciples to them that were set down, and likewise of the fish as much as they would. When they were filled, I hope somebody understands what I just read. Well, you can have all of Jesus that you want. As much as they would. As much as you could handle. I hope you get so lost in your relationship with Jesus that it's like that old song. It's bubbling, it's bubbling, it's bubbling in my soul. I'm singing, I'm shouting. Y'all ain't even with me right now. Okay. I get excited when I think about how good God is. Yes. Woo, when I start reading His Word and it tells me about the provision, it does something for me. Amen. And He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Therefore they gathered them together, fill 12 baskets with the fragments of the barley loaves, which remained over and above. Somebody hear me tonight. Which remained over and above. Ooh. Unto them that had eaten. There's an abundance of the Holy Ghost tonight. That there's a pressing on the seams in the Holy Ghost tonight. By the help of the Holy Ghost for a few minutes, I want to preach to you the fragments that remain. The fragments that remain. And you may be seated. The definition of a fragment would be something small or separated off of something. The book of Proverbs would be a launching pad for many great promises, but in Proverbs 29, it would echo, where there is no vision, the people perish. Jesus throughout the Bible would always honor people that would risk shame, that would risk frustration, that would risk disappointment,
in coming not only to him by faith, but also reaching out to do a new thing in him. It matters today that you understand that when you step out from the normal, that's when God's able to do the supernatural. When you get beyond just your four and no more, my friend, that's whenever God's able to say, now I am going to be able to use what you have reserved. It's like a Canaanite woman. She had come crying to Jesus, Lord, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from a demon. Woo! But it wasn't just out of her faith. It was by the persuasion of her conversation. And then there was an answer to go forth by the disciples. Send her away. They'd come to Jesus and now the answer would come. Even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. And Jesus answered, and you said, You got great faith. You got great faith. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. My friend, we got to be willing to do what we've never done in order to get to where we've never been. If we want revival like we can really get excited over somebody saying revival, then we got to get excited in our vision of where God is bringing the church. This is the church of the living God. Hey, hallelujah. I'm thankful that I don't serve a God that I just rub his belly every now and then. I'm thankful that I serve a God that is still moved. My friend, I hope that you're willing to risk everything to say, God, it is my greatest desire to have revival. Hallelujah. Because when you step out of that place and there's an understanding that, God, I can't do it alone, there is a place of activation of the Holy Ghost. That, God, I have to have you now. We don't need to live with the mentality that, God, I need you next week. God, I need you next year. We got to have a move of the Holy Ghost now. Hallelujah. Isaiah would give us such a great promise. Remember not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth, and ye shall not know it. Woo! I love it when God works behind the scenes. I love it when God just surprises you and said, okay, this is what you've been working toward. Boom, I'm going to lay it in your lap now. Oh, hallelujah. I feel it tonight. Behold, I'm going to do a new thing and it's going to spring forth. Yes. I'll even make a way in the wilderness, he said, and rivers in the desert. My friend, there's a place that we have to get to as the mentality of the church that, God, this is your church. Amen. And God, I still believe that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. Right. According to the power that worketh in us. So if we want revival like we testify about revival, then unity's got to flow. Yes. We got to be willing to link arm one with another and say, we're not willing that anything gets left behind. It's a fragment of what remains. It's a fragment of what God's already dealt with. And then fragments are what's going to feed. Hey, it's going to feed the things that we're already launching out for God to meet. He would have never walked on the water if he never got out of the boat. And you'll never win a soul if you never talk to people. If nobody ever gets to hear you testify of Jesus. Woo! Nobody's going to want to come to my church unless I get excited first. Nobody's going to want this Jesus that I serve until I get excited about the Jesus I serve. myself. I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. And reaching forth. That tells me you got to put action with the faith. If you believe God's able to do it, then I wish that you could put some action behind it and say, God, I know you're still a good God. God, if you was able to heal then you're still able to heal now. And reaching forth unto those things which are before.
Right.
Because I'm pressing toward a mark. I'm pressing beyond Tim Main tonight. I want the church to increase. It's like I was messing with Brother Butler earlier. It's like that prayer of Jabez. God, enlarge my territories.
That's it.
That's what I feel swelling in my soul tonight. That there's been so many people fasting, so many people praying. But now it's time that you put action with the prayers.
There you go.
Let me tell you something. God's not going to let you fall on your face. God can put hungry people in your path. Where all you have to do is say, hey, let me tell you about church. And that's all.
Yes.
You don't have to be a scholar to be able to win souls. You just got to love people. You got to pick up the fragments. You got to pick up the memories. And you got to remember where God brought you from. But I'm so thankful that I'm not still where he found me. Because when I testify to somebody, I can say, let me tell you about my Jesus. Let me tell you about a deliverer. Let me tell you about a healer. Has God ever delivered anybody in this house? I can't hear you tonight. Has God ever helped anybody in this house? Hallelujah. Then it should be the goal of every person to make a mark and to reach that mark and say, God, I am going to win, folks. To press toward the mark of the prize. There is no greater thing to know.
Right.
That I want a soul.
Right.
There's nothing greater that can happen. I don't know about you, but I can remember working with people. Teaching Bible studies. There is a no feeling in the world that gives you that fulfillment. But when that individual comes to the altar and they pray through to the Holy Ghost. When you get to watch them watery, that watery grave of baptism, you get to watch them waters get troubled by a baby that you're loving on. I'm telling you right now, don't y'all give up on them bus kids. It may seem like they're not getting much at all, but I hope to God, I would to God tonight, that we got a bunch of Charlies down the road. To God that we get a hey, katana la mako. I hope that we can get off of our spiritual high horse and we can say, God, give me everybody nobody wants. Hey, shandala makata. Because when you start reaching for something, you're not going to stop till you're satisfied. And it's like a drug. It's like a drug that the world never had. When you win that one soul, it's a fragment of pulling somebody out of the world. There ain't a drug in this world that can give you a high like the Holy Ghost high. Because it's a prize of the high calling. It's when Jesus Christ is glorified and everything else diminishes. But it's all about how you view your relationship with God. I wish I had a bunch of people that were so confident about your God.
Come on.
that you still get excited. Woo! Revival. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Woo! It's about them fragments. It's about watching the brokenness of life. And you start looking around at the brokenness of life. And then you start understanding how God has taken the brokenness and he's making a masterpiece of what we make a mess of. It's the fragments. Who's got a couple loaves? Who's got a couple fish? What do you have tonight that you can sacrifice unto the Lord and say, God, this I dedicate to you. Hallelujah. And I'm not telling you to be arrogant in your walk with God, but I'm telling you to be confident enough that you can walk up to somebody and say, let me tell you how Jesus fixed me.
All right.
Let me tell you about my Jesus tonight. I know that God is still a healer. And I know that my God is still in control. But revival's not going to happen single-handedly. We got to have everybody.
That's it.
It's a sacrifice of a little boy's lunch, but it was a preparation of the adults to see that the little boy had the lunch.
There you go.
I think it's high time that every one of us link arm one to one and say, maybe you don't have them as much as I have, but with little it's much to God. You ain't got to be the most affluent. You don't have to be the most skilled. You just got to be willing to dig deep and say, God, this is all I have to offer you. And when you start sacrificing to God, it's the fragments that he picks up. And he says, watch what I'm going to do. Hey, because when you give God a little bit. And if we can be faithful in a little bit, you watch what God does. He'll start blessing people financially beyond what you ever thought you'd be able to do. Woo! Because that little boy's family could have been hungry after they left that seminar, that sermon. But he said, eat all you want.
Fill up. Fill up.
And likewise, the fishes, as much as they would. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. I hope that you never get to the place in your relationship with God where you feel like it's enough. Because I hope I can always reflect on the things of God.
Come on,
and I can say, my God is still the same yesterday. Woo, I feel to say it again. And when I get excited about my church, then not only does a church just become a building. Brother Charlie, my church becomes a lifestyle. And when you notice your lifestyle changes, it changes everything. Because when you touch Jesus, Jesus changes everything. He don't do nothing halfway. He's complete. He's whole. But I'm reaching the prize. I want to become what God's called me to be. There's people in this house that you got potential running out your ears, but all you can feel like is that that you've been broken for too long. Well, I'm glad we're talking about brokenness tonight. Because if God can break up a couple fish and he bless them things, and if God can break a couple loaves and bless them things, then why in the world do you say your brokenness can't be used? I wish I had about 200 people tonight that understood that you get a mentality in your mind. I might not be much to somebody, but I'm a whole lot to God. I may not have much right now, but all I have I'm going to give to Jesus. Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah.
y'all get enough bus kids where y'all got to have 3 or 4 buses running. I hope some of these bus kids get on your nerves so bad that it makes you love them.
Yeah.
Some of y'all looking at me crazy as ever. Brother Crosswhite, I hope something gets in some people's craw whenever they say, well, I can't stand some of them. Well, praise God. Because if you don't want this, God's going to replace you with somebody that wants it. You're either going to get on board or we're moving forward without you. Because I want revival. I want to see souls saved. It's like the children of Israel. When the children of Israel, God would try to deliver them. God would try to be good to them. When God would give them the temple, they just gave him idol worship. What are you doing with what God's blessed you with? God gave them truth, and all they would do is proclaim a lie. God provided a way in the wilderness, and all they wanted to do was wander around like chickens with their head cut off. You better be careful when you start I feel like one of them little, I had these little beans when I was a little boy, and you put the bean on the ground, you spin it, and they go crazy. Y'all know what I'm talking about? Crazy beans, I think that's what it's called. Or little jumping beans, that's what I feel like tonight. I feel like I'm fixing to explode. I wish you wore glasses, Elder, because when these buttons come loose, your eyes are gone. Woo! But you better be careful how you handle the blessings. Because they wander around the wilderness and all they're doing is complaining about everything. When God starts blessing the church, be careful not to talk about the blessings of God. Be careful not to get in the way of what God's doing.
Right.
And when God would begin to bless Israel financially, all they would do is turn around and use the wealth to abuse the poor.
That's it.
Woo!
Yeah.
And then when God would just reveal himself, all they done was rejected him.
Right.
Apostolic Lighthouse, I've come to tell you tonight, it's high time that we get on board with what he's doing. Because I'm sorry, the children of Israel, they didn't deserve nothing. But he didn't leave them, Brother Butler. He didn't just leave them high and dry. It's just like some of us, we don't deserve the mercy of God. But hallelujah. You know what I feel like? I feel like we're plucking firebrands out of the burning tonight. I feel like God's preparing us for the war of a century where not battling one another. But we battle against this old nasty spirit of Nacogdoches. That we battle against that spirit of witchcraft and rebellion. And we rise and we stand as the precedent for the church. Hallelujah. Because I think it's mighty safe to say that there's still life after failure. There's still life after shortfalls. There's still life after misunderstanding. There's still life after mistakes. There's still life after setbacks and withdrawals. As long as you want it. As long as you come to this house and you get excited about that relationship with God. I would to God that every individual in this house tonight, that you could just pick something up from yesterday's, and you could look at that thing and not as a stumbling block, but as a stepping stone of how far God's brought this church.
Yes.
We've had people say, God won't build a church in Nacogdoches. There's too many. Well, God can build the church. You didn't hear me just now. You say, Brother Maine, there's a lot of good churches in the area. Praise God. Well, we're fixing to be the church. When somebody makes a reference to an apostolic church, we're not just Pentecostal or apostolic in name, but they're going to know this is a place they come to get healed. This is where they come to get delivered. I had somebody to preach with me tonight. I wish you were excited about what God's going to do. I hope y'all have a revival of the drug addict. I hope you have a revival of the homosexual. I hope y'all have a revival of the drug addicts. I hope you have a revival of the doctor and the attorney. I hope y'all have a revival of the entrepreneur. To seek and to save that which was lost. Because the only way they're going to be found is if we put boots on the ground and say, God, I desire to reach somebody. Because it's the fragments that remain. I wish everybody in this house that you could make a commitment right now. Not to your pastor alone, but you can make a commitment to God. God, in the next 6 months, I want to teach 5 personal Bible studies. You say, Brother Maine, I'm not able to teach a Bible study. Brother Maine, you could tell me to turn to the book of Malachi, and I get lost in the book of Revelation. Brother Maine, I'm not skilled in the word. Well, praise God, y'all got a bunch of people in this church that are. Amen. If you've never, here we go. If you've never sat in a Bible study, then what are you waiting for? If you've never called Brother Zach or Brother Butler or Brother Crossway, hey, can I sit with you in the Bible study? They ain't going to tell you no. They're probably going to say, bring your Bible with you.
There you go.
Woo! I'm going to tell y'all how I gave my first Bible study. I had no clue what I was doing. Y'all let me tell you how my first Bible study went. It was to a dope head buddy of mine. I just got in church. I was so excited. Come on. I said, man, I don't know all about the Bible. I'm only telling you that God's so good to me.
That's wicked.
I said, man, if God can touch me, then why can't he touch you? My first Bible wasn't even about baptism. It wasn't even about Holy Ghost. It was just about the goodness of God. You know what Devin done? We'd meet a couple days a week. He'd meet me high as a kite. Devin, we'd meet at McDonald's, y'all. I love McDonald's anyhow. It used to be good when I was young. So I'd meet Devin at the restaurant, and we'd sit there. We wouldn't have Bible. We wouldn't have nothing. He'd just tell me about church, man. Man, they wild. They wacko. They weird. But I can't explain what I feel. It's just like, it's way better than any dope I've ever done. Come on. Devin would start laughing at me. You know what Devin ended up doing? He said, hey, can I ride to church with y'all Sunday? Because Devin said, if you're this excited, I've never seen you this excited, I got to come and see what church is about. Come on. Devin still lives for God. It was a little while later that Matthew came to church. It was a little while later when Brent come to church. These were some of my closest dope head buddies. But Devin prayed his mama through in his living room. So when I think about the goodness of Jesus, when I think about the fragments that remain, I can't stay still. I can't get quiet about this. Woo. You say, Brother Maine, I've went too far. No, you haven't. Brother Maine, I messed up too much. No, you haven't. Brother Maine, I messed up in a way I should have never messed up. Well, praise God, you got a God of good chances. Because you say, well, how in the world can you say that so confidently? It's because we serve a God that's not in the business of condemning you.
Right.
We in the business, Brother Charlie, of God telling you, hey, I'm here for you.
That's right.
Woo! You might fall, but you can arise. Them enemies might come against you, but I'm fixing to prepare a table. So you can't tell me that you're too far from God to touch. You can't tell me that the brokenness has been too great for God to use you. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost. It's like a fire shut up in my bones. I wish I had people tonight that you were so excited about what Jesus has done that it can propel you into a place of worship. I'm telling you, it was like that song that they began to sing tonight. You don't know like I know. You might judge the way I respond to the Holy Ghost. You might make fun of Tim Maine. But let me tell you something. If you only knew how far God's brought me, then maybe you would understand just a little bit. Woo! And it's a promise. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock. But watch, y'all ready? And established my goings. He'll make a way when it seems like there is no way. My God will make, my God will move all the stupid people out of the way so he can advance you. I'm telling you tonight, you say, I can't live for God because of this and because of that and because of this. Let me tell you something. When you get over the excuses and you just think about how good God's been in yesterday's. Yes. And you get a little praise in your feet. You get a little shout in your voice. Hey. It's not only like a fire shut up in my bones that I can't contain. But it's life, and it's life more abundant. Hallelujah. Because my God will remind me that through my inability, through what I feel is impossible, that's where he specializes.
Yes, indeed.
That's where you're able to bring something to God. And you can say, my God, I can't shout like them. God, I can't do this like them. We ain't expecting you to do it like anybody else. Because if we want revival the way that we testify we want revival, we got to have everybody. We got to have the studious and we got to have the ignorant. See, some of y'all's mad now because I called some of y'all ignorant. But I hope there's something inside of you that you can dig real deep in. Elder Crosswhite, I sure hope that there's something within every one of us tonight that we can say, God, I'm going to testify about your goodness. Because when we start testifying about his goodness, woo, how did you think? Sis, how do you think the neighbors reacted one to another when they said, my goodness, there's only a couple fish and there's only a couple loaves. And now we're at abundance. We're overflowing.
Come on. Yes, sir.
How would you react, sis? What's your name again? Millet, my name's Tim. Cool, it's nice to meet you. Mashed potatoes. Amen. How would you feel? How would you react if everything that you need and everything you've been praying to God about, God said, boom, there you go. It'd be exciting, wouldn't it? Wow! It caused everybody to turn a shout in this house. But watch, whenever you start selling out the way you know, sis, you watch family members that's hurt you come to church through you. God's able to shut the stupid people up. I don't know you and you don't know me, but sis, everything within us, you can say, I might not have much, but God, I'm going to let you use me. I'm telling you, when the Holy Ghost starts working, there's nothing that can be held back. When the Holy Ghost starts moving, there's nothing that I can retain from God. I wish I had about 20 people running out. Because I'm thankful that God is still in. in the soul saving business. Hey, hallelujah. Because when I'm willing to lay down the brokenness, when I'm able to look in the mirror and I don't just see the young rapper, I don't see the nobody, I don't see the I don't see the lifeless young man, I see a man of God, I see somebody full of the Holy Ghost. I see somebody that can look in the mirror and say, God, I know you can use me. God, I may be going through struggles right now, but God, I know that you can use me for your glory. Because I feel like I can confidently say this tonight. Well, what if you become the preacher for the outreach? Y'all see, y'all didn't even see that smile. Boy, his teeth about touched his ears. Because when you look at one of them broken young folks, you can say, I remember. I remember when.
Come on.
And then you can say, you know what? It ain't been just a bunch of roses living for God. But if I can do it, you can do it, little. Oh, shandadadadaboko. And such were some of you. It's about the fragments. It's about taking the things that you feel like is done. I wish we could have a revival of positive thinking. Woo! I wish we could have a revival of where, if I'm not going to say anything good, then I learn to be quiet. Boy, some of y'all nervous as ever. Oh my God, Brother Mate's cutting a different rug now. No, I'm not. I'm talking about you changing what you've always been to get to the place that you desire to go. Upgrade and advance. I wish you believed that tonight. I wish we had about 150 people that were excited about growing. See, some of y'all think, some of y'all already know I'm crazy. So whatever you think about me is what you think about me. I love y'all anyhow. Next time I come back, I promise I'll do chili dogs. I promise. I got to tell you again, me and you are already friends. High five. We mashed potatoed a while ago. Laying your head in the pillow at night, sis, and you worried about what everybody else is going to think. Are you able to pick them feet up? A little bit. You can? Can you do something really weird tonight? Won't you cut out and just go around this church? Run a little lap. Come on, I'll do it with you. Come on. Go, 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 mama, go. Because when we step out and God restores what we feel like he can't. That's my ADD kicking in.
Kicking out.
Huh?
Or kicking out.
Kick it out. Hold on. Look at a smile on her face. Look at a smile on her face. Because she feels like I haven't had joy like this in a long time. I ain't felt something like this in a while. But I love Jesus. And let me tell you about my Jesus. He's still able to heal. He's still able to deliver. He's still able to restore. He still gives joy in the press. And he's still able to forgive every sin. And my God is still able to break every bonding chain of addiction. Oh, you don't know like I know. Woo! I think there's some people that feel it right now. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. When I think about the goodness of Jesus, I think about the fragments. I think about how far he's brought me.
Go ahead.
It makes me want to pick up my feet and dance. It makes me want to cut loose in the Holy Ghost. No matter what you think about me. Woo!
Hey!
Because you don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know how he set me free.
You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. What the Lord has done
for me.
Oh, and you can't tell like I can tell it what he's done for me.
Hey!
You can't tell like I can tell it what he's done
for me.
You can't tell it like I can tell it what he's done for me. When I think of what the Lord has done.
Come on, pick up them fragments tonight and worship over.
You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. What the Lord has done for me. Oh, you don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know like I know what he's done for me. What the Lord has done for me.
Come on, why don't you really turn loose? Come on, ladies, get lost in the Holy Ghost. Come on, man to man and lady to lady. Why don't you find you a praise partner tonight?
The blood, and we are going forth. There's nothing that can stop this mighty moving force. With a shout of praise and a two-edged sword, every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be freed. There's a new song being sung with a new
blood. Come on, get lost in it.
With the blood poured,
that's your Holy Ghost.
We are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There's nothing that can stop this mighty moving force. With a shout of praise, a two-edged sword, every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. New song being sung with a new melody. We're the blood-bought church, the redeemed. We are in the army of the Lord, washed in the blood. We are going forth.
Come on, celebrate what
nothing
God's doing.
Nothing can stop this mighty moving force.
With a shout of praise and a two-edged sword, every stronghold of bondage
must fall beneath our feet.
Every prisoner held captive. With a new melody, with a blood bought, the church, the redeemed. Come on, you ought to celebrate what the Lord is doing. A praise and a two-edged sword, every stronghold of bondage. Every prisoner and held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. With a blood bought, the church, the redeemed.
We are in the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There's nothing I can stop.
Come on, believe the Lord tonight.
Mighty moving force with a shout of praise
and a two-edged sword.
Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. With the blood poured, the church, the redeemed. We are in the army of the Lord, washed in the blood. We are going forth, nothing that can stop. This mighty moving force with a shout. Praise and a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free.
There's a new song being sung
with a new melody. With the blood poured, the church
somebody singing. Oh,
we are in the army of the Lord, washed in the blood. We are going forth. Nothing that can stop this mighty moving force with a shout of praise and a two-edged sword. Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free.
There's a new song being sung with a new melody. With the blood bought, the church the redeemed. Oh,
we are in
the army of the Lord. Captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. With the blood bought, the church the redeemed. Oh, we are in
the army of the Lord. We've been washed in the blood, and we are going forth. There is nothing that can stop this mighty moving force with a shout of praise
and a two-edged sword.
Every stronghold of bondage must fall beneath our feet. Every prisoner held captive must be free. There's a new song being sung with a new melody. Where the blood bought, the church the redeemed.
Well, let's give the Lord a praise tonight. I want our ministers, our preachers of our church, if you're called of God and acknowledged, amen, I want you to come. If your wife is with you, bring your wife to the front. Amen. I want this church, we're going to pray, amen, that their ministries, amen, would upgrade and advance this year. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe the calling of God, amen, the positioning of God's church. Amen. I want you to pray with me, saints of God. Amen. That the Lord would saturate these. Amen. God would anoint these. Amen. Brother Holt, that this would be the best year of your life. The best and blessed year. Amen. Not just highly favored, but highly flavored of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The same way with every one of these. Church, I want you to lift your hands. Amen. I want you to just pray for these right now. Lord, in your name, God, I believe you. A Genesis in the Holy Ghost. I believe you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We believe that anointing. A charge. Come on, saints of God, pray for your brothers and sisters. There's somebody next to you. Join with them and pray this direction. Lord, in your name.
Right here, God. I want you to give him a Genesis, Lord.
God, I want you to give him a Genesis, Jesus. A new beginning, God. A new beginning, God. Genesis, God. New beginning, God. He's from the boss. Hallelujah. God, give a Genesis, God, a new beginning. Come on, believe the Lord for that Genesis. We're praying for a Genesis in their ministry. Pray for Brother Carver that God would give him a Genesis. In the name of the Lord God. Sister Benton, would you come? I want to tell you, this is a mission-minded soul and saint of God. I've been her pastor. Amen. I know her heart. Amen. Sister Benton, you've been disturbed. Amen. But the Holy Ghost is here. We're going to believe the Lord for a Genesis. Amen. We're not greedy at all for your pastor. Amen. We want a Genesis there at your church. Amen. Hallelujah. Bishop Cannon, amen, and Bishop Powell, amen. We're going to believe the Lord for Genesis, amen, at their church. Would you believe the Lord? Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. We believe you, Jesus. God, I pray for that anointing. In the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It'll be appropriate right now for you to take your right hand and just put it over your chest. I want you to pray God would anoint you, amen, to be a reacher, amen, a soul reacher, a gatherer of the fragments. Lord, in your name, Jesus, make me effective. God, make me effective. Move me with the spirit of evangelism, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of truth, the spirit of giving, in Jesus' name. Oh God, fulfill me, Lord God. Fulfill me, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for another step? I feel this strong in the Holy Ghost. Sister Brenda, Brother Danny, get Sister Brenda over here. You know, I have friends that attend church with Sister Brenda at First Baptist Church here in Nacogdoches. Pastor Noel's a friend of mine. Dr. Reed has been a friend of mine. You know what? You want your revival in your church, don't you? This is your church too, but y'all know what I'm talking about. I want you to pray for the effective power of the Holy Ghost. We're not jealous and we're not greedy at all. I want you to pray for him right now, God. Come on, I want you to pray for the fire of the Holy Ghost. Sweep, oh God. Sweep, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Woo! Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. To the glory of your power and your presence, God. Your mighty truth, oh God, saturate lives. God, it's a mighty revival. God, in our city, in our county, in our area. Lord, in our nation, Lord Jesus. We pray for revival. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a hand for it in advance. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just want to see God's hand at work in lives. If my people call by my name, will humble themselves, turn, seek his hand. No, seek his face. We seek the face of God. And when you seek the face of God, the hand of God, we start touching and ministering in ways that only God could do. His arm is not short. His eye is not dim. His ear is not heavy. Hallelujah. 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 The seeker finds. The seeker finds. Si famoto pedaya. De dura moto pasaranaya. The seeker finds.
My God, I worship.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. Sister Savala, you come. Brother Savala. Amen. We're going to believe the Lord. Amen. Her husband is evangelizing full time and he's seeking for the hand, the face of God and the plan of God for their lives. They want to be right there in the middle of God's will together as husband and wife. I want you to pray for them right now. Some of you sisters, just lift your hands up. Your Genesis. God be the glory.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah.
And would you thank the Lord for answers? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. The riches of God. Hallelujah. Praise you, the Lord. We're thankful for the blessings of the Lord this night. Amen. Please don't leave this here. Take this to go. Take this to go. Tomorrow, even tonight, when your head is on the pillow, that your heart is in tune, believe in God. You believe in God that God will use your life and your home. And tomorrow, when you arise, if there's something still with you in your heart, a hope, that you didn't leave this charge and this commissioning tonight in the church. For the will, that's ready to use you. You got family people, family and friends. Amen. Hermano Perez, God's going to fill your family. Amen. Hermano Luis, Hermana Marie, God's ready. Amen. There's other Spanish people, speaking people that God's ready to fill with the Holy Ghost. Amen.